I hate having a broken leg. Watching TV all the time was fun at first, but now I'm just bored.
Even when you're bored, don't take it out on others. Ask Jesus for help. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, everybody. My name is Zach, and I hope you're having a great day today as well. If not, maybe our story will help put you in a better mood. So let me ask you, do you tend to hurt other people's feelings when you're in a good mood or when you're in a bad mood? Well, right, it's a lot easier to lash out when your attitude is down. But no matter what kind of mood you're in, remember that Jesus wants you to resist sinning against others with his help. Even though he's God, he knows how it feels to be human. After all, he came to earth as a human to die on the cross. He knows exactly what you're going through. And you can read more about that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. You can check that out after our story, which is called Broken Bones. Timothy had fallen off his bike and broken his leg. At first, it was fun to eat his meals on the sofa and watch cartoons. But now, he was bored. He missed playing with his friends. "How are you feeling?" Dad asked when he came home from work. "My leg doesn't hurt as much today." "That's good to hear." Dad joined him on the sofa. "But I wasn't as happy to hear how impatient you were with Mom today." "But Dad, you don't know what it's like to have to sit here all day." Feeling sorry for himself, Timothy crossed his arms and slid down lower on the couch. "I can't swim or bike, and another player took my place in the big soccer game. You just don't understand." "I understand better than you think. When I was young, I broke my arm."
Timothy froze.
"You broke your arm, Dad?"
He sighed, feeling guilty.
"I bet you didn't yell and complain."
"Guess again." Dad smiled at Timothy's look of surprise. "I found it very difficult to listen to my parents and my doctor, too. But Jesus helped me understand that he knew what I was going through. Sometimes we think that because Jesus is the Son of God, he can't understand the way we feel. But the Bible says he understands our struggles because he was tempted just like us. He knows what it's like to be human and live on this earth. Just like you understand what it's like to have a broken arm because you had one when you were young," Timothy said.
"Exactly.
But unlike me, Jesus never sinned. And because he can sympathize with our human weakness, he helps us resist sin and provides forgiveness for the wrongs we've done."
"I'm glad for that," said Timothy.
Dad nodded. "Me too. Now, after you make things right with Mom and Jesus, I have a game to teach you. It kept me busy for many hours when my arm was broken." So how about you? Do you ever feel like no one understands what you're going through? Jesus understands what it's like to be human. He knows what it's like to suffer hardships and feel tempted to do wrong. But unlike us, he didn't give in to temptation, even when it was hard. He never sinned, and he can help us resist sin too, and he forgives us when we do sin. He knows how you feel and will help you through hardships and temptation. Our key verse is Hebrews 4:15.
"This high priest of ours, Jesus, understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testing as we do, yet he did not sin."
And our key thought, Jesus helps us resist sin. Did you know that there are 1.9 billion kids all around the world? Each one of them needs to hear about Jesus, and you can help tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, which is perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. So, can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus today? Find out more and go to keysforkids.net/storyteller. My name is Zach. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids.